Hi, it's Nikki here, and in video four, you learned how your environment can have a significant effect on your feisty four hormones. And in today's video, I'm going to talk to you about the fourth and final big influence on your hormones, and that's your lifestyle, or more accurately, how you're moving. Without activity, your muscles waste away, your fat stores go up, circulation stagnates, and you are at much higher risk of serious disease. But it's important that you do the right type of exercise for hormone balance. So how does activity affect your feisty four hormones? Well, for cortisol, lack of movement or too much sitting is a stress on the body. Circulation reduces, metabolism slows, and fat storing increases. Now, the right amount of regular exercise helps to reduce stress and improve mood, but too much exercise is also a stress on the body. Because exercise raises cortisol, and that's natural, but too much exercise when your energy reserves aren't enough can cause too much cortisol over time. For insulin, exercise has a direct effect on how it works. It increases your cell's response to insulin, something called cell sensitivity or insulin sensitivity. And that's really important as it means that insulin can get into your cells to deliver the glucose it's carrying. And once in the cell, it can be made into energy. But when insulin can't get into the cell because the receptor isn't very sensitive to it, you can get something called insulin resistance. And that's the precursor to diabetes. So exercise helps that whole process. Now for your thyroid, it's all about circulation. A sluggish circulation can impair the delivery of nutrients that your thyroid needs to work properly, and that includes iron. Lack of exercise slows your metabolism and can increase your fat to muscle ratio, further inhibiting your thyroid and fat burning ability. So weight training, resistance work to build muscle actually really helps your thyroid and your metabolism. And lastly, for your sex hormones, studies have shown that exercise helps to reduce your risk of breast cancer by reducing the amount of so-called bad estrogens made by the body. But extreme exercise, however, can increase cortisol again and lower estrogen too far, so that can disrupt your regular cycle and it can weaken your bones. Now, I know what you're thinking after all that. You said I didn't have to do any crazy exercise programs, but don't worry, I'll be sharing my favorite hormone-friendly activities very soon. So this brings us to the end of part two of the course. So congratulations on making it this far. You may not be aware, but you've actually gained a much deeper understanding of your feisty four hormones and what influences them. And this is going to be really foundational knowledge that will make it so much easier for you to regain control and get your hormones back on track. Now, even though we've only just started on this journey, this new awareness means that you're already on your way to balanced hormones. So if you've got some more time today, please check out the extra resources that I put for you below. Otherwise, if you've run out of time, don't worry. I'll be sending you your reminder email tomorrow with part three, where I'll be showing you how to put everything you've learned together into a simple, easy to follow plan. This is the culmination of all my years of study, research, and clinical practice. It's not just a one-off plan. These are simple lifestyle changes that allow you to achieve lasting weight loss, boundless energy, balanced moods, and a clear head through the perimenopause and beyond. And at the end of these videos, I'm going to show you how to stay on this journey with me and other like-minded women through our free online trainings and Facebook group. So let's get started. I'll see you in the next video.